That's GoBerkey.com today.
Boy, we have a show for you. In fact, we've got some great breaking news. We're going to head to California in another 15 minutes and tell you about a big rally out there that I think you can relate to, something that we talk about here on the show so often, how crazy it is when we have monuments that have crosses on it that are, for example, honoring war heroes that for some reason we decide, a cross on a war memorial, it's just not right for the times. I think we need to remove that image. And I don't get it. I get that there are people who have all kinds of different ways to worship and all kinds of symbols, etc. Why do we have to erase the ones that we've had for so long that mean so much to people in this country? It doesn't make sense. And anyway, we're going to make sense of the story. I don't want to give it away. We're going to get there in another 15. But it is something that I've talked about before on America Tonight. But we're going to introduce you to a group of people who are doing something legally to fight it, let's say. How about that? All right, some other strange things happening, always emanating out of D.C. How do you feel about this? U.S. banks agree to $25 billion in homeowner help. This has been kicked around like a ragged soccer ball, for so long. Finally now this becomes a reality, but whose reality? And ultimately, what's it going to do? Is it going to make that dent in the housing sector, or is it going to put us deeper into financial straits? Because now this is how many programs that we've had in this country to try to help this foreclosure situation. So this is just another twist on that. Plus, what do the jobless claim numbers mean? The jobless claims are down. What does that ultimately mean for this race for the White House? The current occupant, President Barack Obama, getting that number, hoping to get that number as low as possible, because the thought, as all of us know, is what's in your wallet, what's happening to your family. Look, I just started off saying about the banks and the $25 billion because people so much underwater. So it comes back to the almighty dollar in so many ways in this country. Ultimately, that's what it is. I'm going to dive back into the bank story for a second since I got an avalanche. I mean, some of the most of the email that I got, in fact, had to deal with this. And it was 50-50 about how you felt, to be honest. So with these five banks, that five big U.S. banks accused of abusive mortgage practices, they've agreed to a settlement. That's the $25 billion government settlement that will help probably, my math has really improved, but the number they're saying is 1 million. I might think that that's a little bit high, but let's say however many borrowers, close to 1 million, but it certainly is not going to be ultimately the magic elixir we need to solve this incredible problem that continues to crush us in a lot of states and a lot of neighborhoods. This is 16 months of negotiations. 16 months. I've had three friends that have had babies in that amount of time. And this has been a very tense week of round-the-clock deal-type making, you know, where they're going back and forth, back and forth. But the bottom line is now this is the new reality. So it's a state-federal settlement that will give some relief to homeowners, not deep enough. I don't think deep enough anyway. And what happens is it'll be spread out over 3 years. It would require the banks to cut mortgage debt amounts and extend $2,000 payments to borrowers who lost their homes to foreclosure. Now, the banks we're talking about are the obvious ones. You drive around them every single day. You probably use the ATM of Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Ally Financial is another one. and it releases those banks from civil government claims over faulty foreclosures and the mishandling of loan modifications. So they get off the hook, in other words, for a cool $25 billion. Now, here's the one thing that still hangs in the balance. The banks absolutely face a bunch of other potential government actions and, of course, the investor lawsuits related to their home loans, how they were packaged into securities and all that other kind of stuff. Because we are not done with this. This is something that we have been dragging, this anchor. We've been dragging this around really since 2008. It goes back to the subprime lending, the practices, the whole thing. So people who are going after them individually, et cetera, they're going to still be able to do that. They're going to still, I think there's still going to be a ton of lawsuits on the mishandling thing. But maybe, I don't know, maybe this eases something in this case, but eases something in some neighborhoods. But ultimately, it's just not going to go deep enough. So I fear that after all of this bickering, getting to the other side is still not so easy and is still not going to happen with this. You know, I talked to someone today in Florida about the situation there, how it's crumbling in so many big areas, from Miami to Tampa to Orlando. You can get incredible homes for a song. Why? Because even with whatever easing is going on, people still can't stay in their homes, still can't get back into homes. So what does that say? What does that mean? I said, you know, just give it to me straight. I don't want to hear all the Washington rhetoric. Just tell me what's happening in Florida, in the state of Florida, how long it will take to flip it around, because there's one of the biggest problems, Florida and California. And 5 years. They're gaming it for me at 5 years. So add 5 years on to 2012, and we're looking at 2017 before this clears up. Let's hope that we can get that done a little bit sooner. So thumbs up or thumbs down, what does it mean? What is the breakdown on all of this? You know, it basically means people who lost those houses, like I said, between, and that's why I got so many emails, between 2008 and 2011 can get that cash payment I mentioned, $2,000. And then the banks would also give up $17 billion in a principal reduction and loan modifications for delinquent borrowers who are facing foreclosure. Now, of course, the other part of this is people who did everything they could, scratched and clawed to make all their payments, didn't get in houses that were way above their heads, are furious about this. This is why my email was split 50-50, really. Some with the thumbs up, some with completely the thumbs down, saying, why are we doing this? You know, California and Florida are the only two states to get guaranteed benefits under this settlement. California gets $12 billion in those reductions. $12 billion. I don't know. Something's a little bit awry, I think, in this deal. All right, as I said, coming up next here on America Tonight, we're going to swing to something completely different, something that I think you're going to really appreciate because we've talked about it so much on the show, the tug of war over religion and whether or not you can put crosses on monuments to war heroes and that kind of thing. One is now being challenged. Wait till you hear this story. You don't want to miss it. Stick around for Side B. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Feel it, see it, do it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's a right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of reach.
I'm bringing home those who sacrificed their lives. In the name of peace, don't tear me down. Just walk away. Our founding fathers, what would they say? Don't tear me down.
I've talked about this story a lot. Tonight about the cross. Remember this story? Well, we're going to go deeper on this because here's the deal. And I've, like I said, I've talked about this a bunch on America Tonight. So this is just a perfect thing for us to start the show off with. You know, the Mount Soledad Memorial Association and veterans of many wars unite pretty much together to defend this 58-year-old war memorial from being torn down. And we're talking about a landmark. I can't tell you how many times when I lived in California, I drove by this where I spent time near it. And, you know, for more than a half a century, it's a 29-foot Latin cross that's been on top of Mount Soledad overlooking San Diego. And it honors really our nation's veterans, period, end of story. It's a symbol. It's something that honors the selfless, unbelievable, selfless sacrifice and service of veterans. I mean, it's a centerpiece. I can't believe that people are complaining about this. But yes, atheists, the ACLU, and a bunch of supporters are in this long legal battle to tear down the memorial cross. So it is with great pleasure, because this is something I've been screaming about for a long time on America Tonight, that I introduce you to Kelly Shackelford, the CEO of Liberty Institute, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting religious freedoms, and now they're involved in this. Kelly, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
So tell me, I understand that there was a, and we played a little snippet, some of the music, but I understand that there was a rally today. What happened at the rally?
Well, we really were having a rally somewhat to celebrate the fact that, you know, as of today, we're now in the Supreme Court. We filed the appeal into the Supreme Court on behalf of the Veterans Association, the Mount Soledad Memorial Association. And we're finally going to get to hopefully a final solution on this and hopefully certainly get a reversal of this really outrageous decision by the Ninth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I said that I had talked about it for a long time, because this is one thing that caught my attention the second it made the news. But even before that, because I was very familiar with the cross. And I got to tell you, people of all different kinds of religions that I knew in California didn't think twice, didn't blink about it. It was a symbol. And everybody just embraced it. I never understood this in the first place. So how did you find out about this? How did this come to light for you?
Well, we've kind of become the experts around the country, Liberty Institute has, at defending our veterans when veterans' memorials are under attack. The Mount Soledad cross is the one we're talking about today, and the veterans' memorial that's around that. But 2 years ago, you might remember, there was the Mojave Desert veterans' memorial that was put up in 1934 by World War I vets in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And the ACLU had actually filed a lawsuit to have that memorial torn down after, 77 years. And we were able to represent over 4 million veterans, and that went all the way to the Supreme Court. We were able to get a reversal of that decision by the Supreme Court saying, look, we don't tear down our veterans' memorials because there's a cross or a Star of David in it. That's not what this country's about, and that's not what our Constitution says. And so it was a little surprising when, 2 years later, same Federal Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, issues this decision saying, well, the Mount Soledad one is now unconstitutional. So here we are back again. And we're hoping that with this, we can get the Supreme Court not only to reverse this, but to really put an end to these attacks on veterans' memorials. The very purpose of veterans' memorials is to show honor, to remember, to respect. And this is causing disrespect and dishonor. It's a disgrace that veterans have to worry about whether their memorials are going to be torn down. That's something that shouldn't happen in this country.
I agree with you 100%. I can imagine that a lot of veterans have sounded off to you. What have you heard from the veterans?
Well, pretty much, almost unanimous around the country, outrage. We had the ceremony today outside, and you've seen it. I mean, this veterans memorial is just absolutely breathtaking. It's been there for, over 5 decades, and it's a beautiful view, looking over, the ocean and, right near one of the naval bases. And it's just an excellent place. And the memorial's done so well. It's not only the cross, but also, 3,000 plaques surrounding it. Of soldiers who have given the sacrifice for their country and the stories that are with those. It's really a moving, powerful, and beautiful setting. And one of the guys who spoke today was a member of the Jewish War Veterans who got up and said, look, I am a member of the Mount Soledad Memorial Association. I've never had a problem with this memorial. And most of the Jewish, leaders, that I know around, this area who are in the Jewish War Veterans totally agree with me. So, this is ridiculous, the idea that this has to be under attack. We know that it's a cross because it represents sacrifice for all faiths and for people of no faith at all. So the intolerant attack to try to really rip down this cross after 56 years is really ridiculous. And so that is a common, certainly, reaction of the veterans to this attack.
Yeah. And I mentioned at the top, Kelly, what you do at Liberty Institute. And it seems to me that there's been, and this is just my point of view, being a talk show host and traveling around the country and seeing some of these things that are happening, the Mojave Desert incident, which you were involved in. Why all of a sudden has this become a big issue? Why are these? Because I think it's an attack on veterans and these memorials. It's crazy, especially some of them that have stood for so long. What do you chalk that up to?
Well, I mean, you know, what I think is really going on is some of these groups that are, you know, they're somewhat extremist groups. I mean, we did a national poll on this for the Mojave Desert case, and 93% of the country said leave the veterans memorials alone. So, I mean, we're talking about a pretty small percentage that's trying to, and you know, do this and is actually filing these lawsuits and behind all these attacks. But look, these are groups that have their own agenda with regard to sort of religion in public. They'd like to remove any sort of religious expression or religious symbols from being in public. They feel like they have some sort of right not to be offended by seeing some religious symbol. And unfortunately, they don't seem to care what the collateral damage is. And so the veterans memorials are just part of their big sort of cultural agenda to, you know, engage in somewhat of a religious cleansing across the country. And I think that's sad. You know, the veterans kind of get, you know, caught in the crossfire here and are having to undergo these ridiculous attacks. And again, you know, decisions even by courts that we've had to get overturned and have been successful so far to literally tear down memorials in some cases that have been up for, you know, over 70 years that were put up by the hands of World War One veterans or World War Two veterans that had just come back from the war and had just seen their buddies die and put up these memorials to give honor and to remember them. I mean, it's incredible, but that's what's happening. And it's just an intolerance and a mission of this small group that wants to take down religious symbols from public places.
Yeah, I agree. Kelly Shackelford, CEO of Liberty Institute, keep fighting the good fight, and we'd love to have you back on. We'll keep our eye on what happens here. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. I would encourage people that Don't Tear Me Down site, don'tteardown.com, has the information on the case, and they can get that song you were playing, and all the proceeds are going to fund the case and defend the veterans' memorials.
All right, excellent. So do that. They can go to iTunes, in fact, and download it there, too. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Appreciate you.
Thanks. A lot of you have already said a few things through the miracle of the chat if you go to americatonight.net, including Quark, who says, I'm an atheist, and I sometimes find the belligerence of atheists embarrassing. It's almost as if they want to be hated. Then you have Ralph, who says, I don't understand it. Quark, I'm an agnostic, and why stop the dead from marking their faith? Then you have Dark Wolf, who says militant atheists are so hypocritical. They denounce religious people trying to press their views whilst proselytizing people that their way is the right way. You want to sound off? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
So welcome back to America Tonight. You just heard that interview with Kelly Shackelford, the president of Liberty Institute, and the fight over these religious symbols. Ridiculous, I think, to me. I understand, and so many of the smart chatters were dead on about it. Look, they said atheist, agnostic, Christian, Jewish, whatever. Come on. I mean, listen, can we not even leave symbols? What, are we going to erase everything? Let's take God out of everything. It's just too offensive. Anything in our history, let's just change it all up and homogenize everything. Come on. It's just stupid. It's a waste of court time, frankly. And I think we're going to see more of this. I think we're going to see more of these challenges. You know, in 2005, 76% of San Diegans voted in favor of giving the memorial to the federal government. In 2006, the federal government acquired the memorial to preserve it as a national landmark honoring veterans of the United States Armed Forces. Now, the reason, and we said this, is this appeal that now is being filed with the Supreme Court comes after the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals reversed the decision of the Federal District Court holding the Memorial Cross unconstitutional. You think that Memorial Cross is unconstitutional? I think it's just so offensive. Sorry, tear it down. Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't to me. It's a fight that it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be fighting about this. There are so many things that are happening around us, outside of our borders, that affect all of us. And there are other constitutional challenges that are so serious, like the individual health mandate that is being challenged and will be heard before the Supreme Court in March for a couple of days. We're going to go up to Washington to find out what that's all about. I mean, we know what it's about, but to hear what's happening there, to get the buzz on the scene right across. We're going to be broadcasting, in fact, right across from the Supreme Court. I can't wait for that. But it's the first time in our history where there have been actually 3 days of oral arguments on one subject. Can you imagine? And so here we go. As I said, this is something that affects all of us. It affects us financially. It affects us as a culture, as a people. You know, I could go on and on. But yet you have this other challenge that I don't understand. If I'm an atheist, am I offended by that? It's a landmark. I mean, come on. It's a landmark. And it means something to the veterans. I mean, that's the key thing. This is a veterans deal that we're talking about. We're not talking about somebody that just plops some giant cross somewhere on grounds in front of your courthouse that just, offended you. We're not saying that. We're not saying it's something new. We're saying that this is something that's been there for a long time, and it was to recognize those people, to tip the cap to them, and in the perfect location, too, by the way. And it is. It's just one of those things when you look at it, you say, there it is when you're in San Diego. That's what happens. I mean, it's like we're taking an eraser. That's what it is. We're just erasing. Let's erase history. For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. We're not that old of a country. You know, I went to school in Spain. I was lucky. I went to school in Spain for a short while when I was going to the University of Ohio University. And the people there are so proud of their culture. And every day it was like walking in a history book. It was cool. Thousands of years of old things, castles, the castle where Christopher Columbus brought the gold to Ferdinand and Isabella. And the people were so proud. And trust me, it's a Catholic country. But there were Jewish people. I met Jewish people. There were atheists. There were all kinds of people there. Not offended by the history. Not offended to the references to God or the pictures that, I should say paintings, that symbolized things from ancient times in the Prada Museum. But in the United States of America, we don't have as much history. And the history we have, we need to hold on to it. We need to preserve it. We don't need to take an eraser and erase it. We don't need to have a homogenized society and to just suck the life out of everything, because that's what we're doing. And, you know, and this whole squabble over memorials, and many of them that have been around for a very long time, and some kind of symbol like a cross, I just think it's just outrageous. So bravo that they're fighting this, that they're backing this, that they're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. And then, you know what? Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. If you want to sound off on that, you can certainly do it 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. In a couple of minutes in our next segment, in fact, as we head for the exits, we're going to check the email. Like I said, a lot of people sounding off on the whole mortgage deal and homes underwater and whatnot. But before we get there, the CPAC conference is going on in Washington. So while you have many of the Republican candidates, well, there's four now, who are out and they're campaigning, at some point they're back to CPAC. In fact, you had the Texas governor, former presidential candidate Rick Perry, talking about a couple of different things, including Newt Gingrich. He took the stage and talking about Newt Gingrich being the most capable Republican that's still in the race and the right conservative to go to Washington and make a smooth transition. One person who would disagree with you would be Rick Santorum. And Rick Santorum, in the last couple of days, because he had such a big showing in Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado, raised a bunch of money. Raised $2.1 million, in fact, in just a couple of days. So Rick Santorum knows that jobs is the number one thing that ails, one of the number one things that, because I'm going to say we have 1A, 1B, and 1C, and they all are related to money, by the way, and we always talk about them on this show until we're sick of it and we're blue in the face screaming about the same things. But what is it that people want? They want a decent job, a roof over their head, be able to educate their kids, be able to have a decent life, you know? That's what we want, opportunity in the United States of America. So Rick Santorum, when he was out, in fact, in the backyard of Mitt Romney, which we'd be talking about Michigan, he talked about those jobs, those lunch pail kind of jobs, and where have they gone and what has to happen. Take a listen.
People say, well, you know, if you go out and you grow the economy, you create opportunities for blue-collar workers to work, they may not vote for you because they don't see the direct tie to you. I don't care if they vote for me. I care that they have a great quality of life in America.
Yeah, there you go. He is saying that good quality of life. What do you define as good quality of life? And I would say that. I would say the right, the potential, let's say that, the potential, the opportunity to be able to still get a good job. Now, I'm not saying hand over jobs to lazy people who won't do the job right, etc. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they have the opportunity to grab the brass ring, to be able to touch the important people they need to touch to move up through the ranks to get the kind of job that they ultimately want to get, to earn their wings, whatever you want to call it. Now, that's what it used to be, and maybe that's what's so difficult, is finding those jobs where people worked in factories because their grandfather worked there, their father worked there, they worked there, and they made a good living. They made a good living. They could afford a decent car. They could take a vacation. They had a decent house. They could put their kids through college or at least have a chance to do that. And now those questions keep coming up. This is why such a big fight over things like health care, when so many will go to the mailbox, get their premiums, and see that they've been hijacked. And how do they afford that when you're premium has doubled in some cases? The answer is you can't afford it because it's a very thin line. You know, the ultimate question is, somebody said to me today, in fact, this was a financial person that I was talking to. You know, we often have Mike Bonacorsi on the show who says, getting you retirement ready. And the question is, what's your number? You know, that IMG, the IMG commercial where the people walk around and they have a number. I mean, what is the number going to have to be? Right now, how many of you have a cushion in the bank? And what kind of cushion are we talking about? $200, $2,000, $10,000, $60,000. It's nonsense, because how many people are able to squirrel away 60 grand? And if you look at what happens with a job when they say, well, you should have 9 months to a year, actually it's a year now, if you were to get fired, you should have a year's salary plus, because you'd have to be able to pay the bills and be looking for a job, because now they estimate that it might take you a year to find that same job. Who's got that? Who's got that in the bank? Honestly, I ask you that. And the answer is, yeah, not too many people, because they've had to dip in, they've had to pay for whatever it is, higher taxes, something else unforeseen that's happened to them, cut back. Maybe they didn't get the raise, because a lot of companies have had to freeze raises and then tell you you're lucky you have the job, or, you know, whatever it might be. There's a myriad of reasons of how that could change. But the bottom line is, I mean, I still say this all the time, and this is why we fight so much about this. We live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and we've got to continue to fight, to press back against what's happening out of Washington, D.C. The quadrupling of federal jobs. The private sector getting smaller and smaller. The small businesses becoming obsolete in some cases because they can't afford to keep their doors open. All right, enough kvetching. We're heading to the mailbox next.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
In 1965, this was hot. Commission's down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Got a brand new bag. Good
night, Mama. Right, in just a minute, we're going to head to the mailbag. But before we do that, did you realize that we approved the first nuclear reactor since 1978? Yes, in the United States. Remember, there's always been that push about no nuclear reactors. A lot of that, the blowback from Three Mile Island, but now with conversation about nuclear energy and that sort of stuff, it's finally happened. Now, this was proposed before, but it just became official. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved it. That's the chain it goes up. So they approved plans from Southern Company for two reactors at a Georgia site. The $14 billion reactors might be operational because, you know, by the time they start building it, a lot of times it's not on target, but the target is at the latest 2017. So we do have to go back to 1978. That was a year before the partial meltdown of Three Mile Island, that plant in Pennsylvania that so much has been written about, and there's been so many documentaries and whatnot, and really scared people to death. And a lot of people said, no, we don't want this. You don't know how you're dumping things. You don't know what you're doing to our water and all that kind of thing. And the NRC really went through all these plans to make sure what they were using, the same designs, blah, 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 blah. And now, here we go. Remember, the president offered the Georgia project over $8 billion in federal loan guarantees as part of a pledge to expand nuclear power. like the French do. Nuclear power is huge in France and other countries too, but France is the best example. So what the thought is if we can use nuclear power, it might be able to cut a lot of our reliance on fossil fuels. And here we could imagine create energy without producing emissions blamed for, what is the big buzzword? Global warming. Think we have global warming or not? Boy, there are people that could argue on both sides of that that are far more skilled than I am, even though I do have knowledge of scientists who say it's crap and nonsense and scientists who will vouch that absolutely we are tearing up the ozone and we have global warming. So anyway, we're not going to settle that on this show. A new permit process just basically encourages them to use the pre-approved reactor designs rather than the custom models. That would make construction probably much easier, I'm sure, less expensive, and they feel as though it would be pretty, not pretty, it would be safe. Yeah, they don't get up in front of them and say, well, we think it's going to be pretty safe. But you had the nuclear disaster in Japan last year, so there's lots of scrutiny on this industry in general. And there's been a series of recommendations to improve safety at the nuclear reactors that we have in the United States right now. How many nuclear reactors do you think we have? Ba-na-na-na. I can't do that. I'm a crappy singer of any game show theme. But you know what they do in Jeopardy. You know that song. Bum, bum, bum. 104. 104. So I'm not going to make you wait for that. And what the changes are that the plants would be better prepared if there was some kind of incident. See, here's the thing. When there's the possibility of earthquakes, when you're on a water spot like Fukushima, could it be in a more vulnerable area? There's the first thing. You know, earthquakes, floods, all of that. And when I lived in California, I lived in a place called San Luis Obispo. Actually, I lived right outside of it, Morro Bay, California. Beautiful. And just down the road, not too far down the road, there's a place called Avila Beach. And not far from Avila Beach, you could be on your towel looking up to the right of you, because you would face the water, you would see a nuclear power plant in San Luis Obispo, just outside of San Luis Obispo. They have a nuclear power plant. And I always thought that was kind of jinky because of the location, because of earthquakes, you know, the whole San Andreas fault. To me, it seemed as though that was much riskier. Though I had a friend that worked at the plant, said they didn't have any incidents except for people protesting, like Martin Sheen, who handcuffed himself, I think, to the outside of the gate. But they didn't have any problems. Well, the entire time that he's been there, they haven't had any problems. But, boy, you get that rocking earthquake, and then we saw what happened in Fukushima, with the Fukushima plant, and it was scary, wasn't it? Just in general, with the tidal wave afterwards, and the loss of human life, but the severity of what's going on with the radioactivity around there, and the cover-ups, and saying one thing, and then coming in and saying something else, and then just trying to stop the problem, the problems that they had at that plant, trying to do that, and it does give you cause for concern. All right, quickly, let's fly down the hallway to the right, and now we are finally in the mail room. Time to read the mail.
The mail is here. Woo!
All right, so here we go. This one comes to us from Alan, who says, Kate, forget this nonsense. Why do we keep doing this with the housing situation? Can't we line those scum up that sank America, the people who benefited, made money from those bogus loans? Well, the answer to your question is, can we line them up? If we try to line them up, it would go all the way from Maine all the way down to the state of Florida. And yes, some of them are answering for doing that. But like the robo-signers, good luck in trying to prosecute everyone. They can't even find half the people. They're trying to undo half the loans and trace them back to figure out where the loan originated from. That's part of the problem. So Yes, some people are finally answering for that. The thought is, okay, what do we do? How do we turn the housing crisis around with these foreclosures and whatnot? Because unfortunately, what's happened in many neighborhoods, and I don't have to tell, I hope this isn't the situation. I mean, I hope everyone listening to me does not find themselves in a neighborhood where your value of your home is sinking rapidly. Why? Because there's so many foreclosures that are, you know, just there, down the block, around the corner, across the street. I mean, that's going to tank your value. You know that. All of us know that. The reality is it is happening all over the place. It is. And it's not just Florida. It's not just California. It's in all those nooks and crannies that I always address at the beginning of the show. So the thing is this going to turn things around? And I'm sorry if I'm very skeptical about it, because we've seen how many stimuluses do we need? How many stimuluses, how much help do we need to bail out the banks ultimately? Because, okay, the banks are answering for this, but really it's a bailout to them since they're trying to get through this, like Bank of America, Chase, because they don't want to pay the huge amount that they would ultimately have to pay. So this mortgage deal, I think, really benefits the banks. I mean, there might still be individual lawsuits and all that stuff, but they'll bury people with those lawsuits. Are you kidding? With the army of lawyers that they have, they'll bury them. Or have a peon settlement. That's what will happen. All right, Alan isn't the only one concerned with what's going on with the mortgage deal that was announced that would supposedly bring billions in relief. This one from Catherine, listening to us in Vermont. Kate, new listener, enjoy America Tonight, the wide variety of subjects. This mortgage deal really makes me sick because I've struggled as a single mother to pay my mortgage, but yet I do it working an extra job when I have to. I don't feel as sorry for myself. I figure out a way to pay. Yes, there are circumstances in some other people's lives where they shouldn't have been put in this situation, but it's very, very small. I feel like we're bailing out people who are flat-out irresponsible. Well, I feel like we are bailing out people who are flat-out irresponsible. I mean, the deal settles some of those state charges about the allegations of the improper foreclosures based on robo-signing, right? Because they didn't have the proper paperwork. So I guess that part's good. What are you going to do? Yeah, and you know, you got 49 state attorney generals, all but Oklahoma, that are wrapped up into this. And what Eric Holder says, the attorney general, is that this is an opportunity to fix a broken system. But haven't we already heard that 3 times before? I'm just saying, you know? What, fourth time is the charm this time around?